Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran, and my guest today is Al Zenick, who is the president and CEO of Trust Solace Wealth Management in New York City. Welcome, Al.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. So you've been in the wealth management business for several years, and primarily your clients, I would imagine, are business owners. So very quickly, let's dive right into it. What would you say are kind of the three most important things for entrepreneurs to keep in mind as they manage their wealth?
Well, for one thing, you're very kind about, I've been around for several years, it's actually more than 30, but it's been a pleasure to do that. But the three things that I think that entrepreneurs should keep in mind is, one, most entrepreneurs just rush out and do things. That's who we are. We tend to chase things. We're like squirrels are chasing nuts. We're very creative. So basically that's fine to do that, but one, make sure you have a really good team of experts around you. People that you can depend on that as you're chasing these nuts to sort of say, okay, don't chase that one, get things straight. Two, have a plan of action. Where do you want to end up at? You know, and again, you may have to rely on your experts to do that. And the third one, I'd say, you know, besides your team of experts, have a really good advisory board or someone that's in the industry that you're at. Some people that are really, have been successful in this, that's going to be able to guide you well.
Okay. And so there's been a lot of discussion about how 401s, 401ks are no longer the vehicle that people should be investing in. Returns are historically low. And, you know, there's a lot of conversations about investing in other areas. So give us your thoughts on that.
Well, keep in mind that a 401k, if you're going to be in a regular one that most people are familiar with companies where they give you choices, these 8 or 10 choices, you're correct. You know, you may not have the choices you want versus the tens of thousands of choices you could invest in out there. So if you're going to, as an entrepreneur, have your own company and you establish a 401k, do it as a self-directed to where you can put your account, the money that's in your account, anywhere you want. So you may have specific investments in other entrepreneurs or a sector of the economy or the market that turns you on, or you think that there's going to be higher returns. Make sure you have that type of a plan. Another thing, depending on how old the entrepreneur is, and basically there's a lot out there in their 20s and 30s, but quite keep in mind, some of us that are a little older in our 40s and 50s, we still consider ourselves entrepreneurs too, is that especially if your firm is doing well, is that there's things called cash balance plans out there, which basically you can give much more to a cash balance plan than you can to a 401k. And what's great is you can give to both. And there's more sophisticated tax planning, especially if you're in charge of your own company, to set these things up to where you can literally shelter hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. Now, one other thing is, you know, most of our listeners are business owners and entrepreneurs. Many of them are either starting out or, you know, they're in a reasonable state in their business where there's a little bit of spare cash and, you know, they'd like to invest and so on. So a couple of the challenges, a couple of the questions we always get is, you know, I'm still quite young, so I'd like to reinvest the money in my business rather than putting it into a retirement plan, because when I put it into a retirement plan, I am betting on a money manager somewhere that I don't know.
Right.
Whereas if I put it into my business, I'm betting on myself, and I will always bet on myself, is what most of our entrepreneurs would say. So how would you respond to that?
Well, for one thing, I think that as an entrepreneur or a business owner, if you're confident in what you, and you think that your investment in yourself is better, by all means do that. I will say that I do like, as time goes on, that you put a little aside just in case that you are incorrect or hit a few bumps in the road, that you have some spare cash or reserves. But I have no problem in investing yourself. I mean, even though I'm been the CEO of a wealth management firm, I consider myself an entrepreneur, and I've always felt that investing in myself or my business is a priority, but it's not the only one.
Okay. And what are some, you know, the other questions we get a lot, especially from entrepreneurs who are in rapidly growing businesses, and that is, you know, I'd like to have some way by which I can finance my growth. And, you know, when I go to a bank or when I go to the SBA or whatever and try to get a loan, usually the requirements are pretty onerous, and they usually want to lend me money when I don't need the money, but it is when I really need the money that they don't want to look at me. So, you know, there's been talk of things like cash flow banking, where you can leverage your insurance policies and things of that nature. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, you're talking about something, especially over the last 8 or 10 years, that's been a real challenge to all businesses, just not entrepreneurs, in getting lending. The banking sector has been very restrictive, and it seems to be loosening up now. But still, keep in mind that they are not in the business of taking risks, so they're not going to be friendly to entrepreneurs. So I do think we have to look for alternative funding. So, you know, I tend to be a risk taker. I'm a CPA and I have my own firm in wealth management. Is you got to think of creative ways to go out there and do it. So one thing I'm not sure entrepreneurs do a lot of is when you're basically establishing your business and going forward, is keeping in contact with other people in the community that are, they don't mind to take risks. So for example, about 8 or 9 years ago, even in my firm, you know, banking was kind of restrictive and it was kind of hard to get loans. And we had to raise about like in the $1 million range to refinance some debt we had. And I remember just getting an idea one day and thinking, you know, I'm going to go to my own clients, my own friends. And so we put together our own financing of our own bonds that basically took nothing away from equity, because you don't want to do that as an entrepreneur. Don't give away your equity freely, you know, and went out and refinanced debt that way. There's other ways like that to do it, that just that you don't have to depend on banks.
Okay. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. Our break is coming up in about just 2 minutes. So let's quickly talk about what are the main concerns that you're hearing from clients who are business owners and so on. What do you hear as their key issue in the area of financial planning?
Well, the key issue today is there's a lot of fear. And when I say that, and again, it all depends what stage of life you're at, but even younger, is there's a lot of fear today. Fear that what I'm doing, will I be able to afford the lifestyle that I would like to have now in the future? Is there a fear that I'm putting enough away? There's a fear that, you know, am I making the right decisions? Do I have the right people around me? So fear really dominates a lot of people when it comes to the financial field. And it can actually create paralysis for a person. So see, keep in mind, understand, everyone has fears. We all have fears. And you have to handle them or deal with them somehow. So again, by having the right people around you, by understanding you have these fears and everyone has them, but then how to basically get by them, I think that's a challenge that most people have today and that you can get beyond.
Okay. So that's interesting. So what you would suggest is the best way to go forward is to get yourself a good financial planner who can work with you hand in hand and understand what your challenges are in your business and help guide you through sort of the financial landscape.
It's actually more than that. It's like people are afraid when they don't have, when they don't see the an end result. It's like you're here in, I'm in New York. So if you're in New York and you want to take a trip to LA, you can get your car, you can walk out the door, get in your car, and get and immediately go to take highways that go west and a little south. And you could just randomly do that, and you'll eventually get there. But wouldn't it be great to have a map that basically that you could say, I could stop here in Pittsburgh or Chicago, and I could fuel up and whatever, and I could take the shortest route. If you take that and be more efficient on your trip, you get to accomplish, or you have the highest probability of accomplishing what you want, get there in less time, and maybe wear and tear on you. So have yourself a plan of action that if you surround yourself with people that help you implement it, maybe you can accomplish the things you want, but with less wear and tear and less time.
Okay, that sounds pretty reasonable. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Al Zenick. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And my guest today is Al Zenick, who is the founder and CEO of New York City-based Solace Wealth Management. So Al, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the ways in which people can, entrepreneurs and business owners can kind of navigate the financial landscape by getting themselves a plan. What are some of the, give us three of the most common mistakes you see business owners making when it comes to their financial health?
Well, the biggest mistake I see is that, again, speaking to entrepreneurs, we're a different breed. We're, again, like squirrels chasing chestnuts. We get ideas, we're excited, we're creative. And what happens is that we're very impulsive. So what happens is we go out and do things without looking at what's the end result. So I would get people around us that are maybe different personalities. So number one, surround yourself with people that are not like you, that basically can be a check with you and that push you to where, get in your face and say, what's the end result? That is one. Two, especially around finance, again, most people in the United States have a poor financial education, entrepreneurs included. So get yourself around a person that basically has financial knowledge that keeps on asking you, what's the end result? Not only for you, but the shareholders. And then finally, have an end result for you in general. I mean, because to me, if you're establishing businesses, or looking at some sort of opportunity, you want to make sure it's going to work out for you so you can go on and keep on doing this rather than it's not there or it doesn't work out for you.
Okay. And for business owners looking for funding, and you know, in the last segment we talked about equity funding, and you made a very good point where you said, you know, don't be in a hurry to give away a lot of your equity. But you know, business owners tend to be somewhat wary of debt financing. So what's the best way to go about securing funding through debt? I mean, where would you go? And we talked about, you know, you said banks may not be the ideal source. What would you suggest? How's a good way for a business owner to go find financing by leveraging debt?
Well, as you just said a minute ago, debt, you know, banks, for one thing, they're not your friends. They're only there for you when you're doing well. and they're not there to take on risk. So you have to find people that they know they're taking on risks and you're going to pay them for it. So you know, you want to surround yourself with people that either they have been down this route before or they know what to expect and expect to pay highly for it, but not in terms of equity. Be stingy with your equity or have a different asset class or stock class that you're willing to give that away but not control the company. I've seen that happen too many times. So that's one thing. Go after people that surround yourself with people or go after people or seek out people that understand this is a more risky thing and they're willing to get paid for it. So you might pay them in interest rate 10%, 15% or more or less. Or you can say, look, I'll give you options. I'll give you something to buy more equity in the future if you don't make my interest rate as high. That's one way. But quite frankly, it all depends what level you are at in your company. But there's always friends and family first. Hit them and borrow. That's one. And borrow to where you're paying them down the road. But again, if you have a business, and especially if you have a proprietary product, or keep in mind, people that are going to take risks, they'd like to see that you have something unique about yourself, you know, just not the next retail store. So if you have a process or something that's unique or proprietary, that's going to be really important to someone who's going to invest and willing to take a risk. And then finally, you know, be creative. Like again, I just told you before, as a company, we've been established for years. You know, we knew we couldn't take the traditional bank route because they were being very restrictive. So we decided to float our own bonds. And again, we ended up, now we're established, we ended up paying 8% on bonds, but they were unsecured. And they didn't have any rights to our equity. So you want to be creative and you want to sit around with people that have been through this at all levels so they can give you ideas.
So for somebody listening to this podcast, thinking, wow, that sounds really nice. I'd love to float my own bonds and raise money on the market. So how does one go about doing that? Would they typically find someone like you that would be able to set that up for them, or do they have to go somewhere?
Well, we're not in the business of doing that, but quite frankly, I've done it with clients. I've advised them or put them in with people that would. And in that particular case, you need a different set of people on your professional team, what I call your championship team. You want to have good experts, and in that case, you want to have yourself a good attorney, a good accountant, or say a CPA. And there are certain levels when you're doing this that you have to make SEC filings or not. And you want to take a certain route that's right for you. There's certain routes that if you're let's say, and again, please don't quote me on the exact law, but if you're raising, let's say, between 2 to 3 million, there's ways to do that without having to go through a great deal of expense. But the key is, you know, ask for help. You know, ask your experts now. If they can't tell you, you may have the wrong experts. So you may have to keep on going out there and find people that are more successful than you that have been through this, and ask them who did they use. And by the way, if there's any way, if people are out there listening, if they want to ask me, I'd be more than happy to point them in the right direction.
Okay, that might be a good offer. So towards the end of this segment, We'll share your contact details with our audience so they can reach out to you. And then, of course, you would have the opportunity to set them up with the right sort of plan.
Of course.
Now, looking at how business owners structure their finances, what are your views on insurance? Because that's one of the things that business owners tend to neglect, and whether it is insurance on themselves or on the business, or whether it's key man insurance for their partners or directors or whatever. So give us your thoughts on insurance in general. That's a good thing or a bad thing based on what you think.
Okay, so let me start off by saying, as a cash flow planner, I believe, especially as you're starting out and especially as you're a young entrepreneur, less insurance and less cost is the best. That said, there are some insurance policies or things that are more important than others. So if you're going to surround yourself with good key people and have an advisory board or board of directors, you want to make sure those people are protected. There are certain things around yourself as far as liability for the shareholders that you want to make sure that your business is protected. That said, again, depending on where you are with family or whatever, you may not need some of the insurance things that are out there. But especially younger entrepreneurs need insurance that's cheap and that basically if something happens to them, their loved ones or families or other obligations are taken care of. And if you're an older entrepreneur or more successful or you have a lot of wealth now to cover, insurance becomes a different character. Insurance, there's different insurances then that you may look at for estate planning or tax purposes that are different. But in the beginning, less is better, but just keep in mind what is important or not.
Okay. And so we have just a couple of minutes in this segment. Very quickly, you have something called a wealth building formula. So tell us what that is.
Well, the wealth building formula is a way for people to always make the 100% correct financial decision for themselves. People face decisions every day. Lease or buy a car? Should I buy equipment now or later? Should I have this or that? You know, there's so many decisions people are faced with. This gives a person a way to make the proper decision. Well-run businesses like Apple have metrics: earnings per share, return on equity, return on assets. Most individuals do not, and certainly beginning entrepreneurs don't really pay that much attention to it. They're just trying to cover their costs. So this is a way for them to eventually make the decision that is going to be the most effective for them to build the most shareholder value personally for themselves and for their companies.
Excellent. Right, so we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Al Zenick. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Get educated and entertained by our panel of on-air experts and peers, and engage with us anytime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, so you can reach us before and after every program located on our new social shareable live streaming player. Access the new Cranberry Radio live stream player at our website, cranberry.fm.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing The Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Al Zenick, who is of Trouse Salt, New York City. So, Al, before the break, we talked about insurance, we talked about financial planning, and your wealth-building formula. So those are all that young entrepreneurs can certainly leverage. What are you most excited about going forward? What's, of all of the different things that are happening with the new administration, there's probably going to be a change in the tax laws. There's probably going to be changes in several different areas. What are you most excited about?
Well, whether you like personalities or not, there's a certain friendliness to entrepreneurs and business that's in the current administration. And I'm excited about that. But I'm more excited that, as I speak, or you're asking the great questions you are, is that, what effect can I have on a person's life? I mean, I'm really out to where I want people to live the life they want now and in the future. And for over 30 years, I've tried to empower people to make those right decisions. So to me, I get up every day excited that there's people like entrepreneurs out there in the world that are willing to take risks. And risks that most people don't, and sometimes on the verge of bankruptcy or going insolvent, they still are out there doing it. It excites me to be part of some background or help to help them, not only do what they want in life, but do some things that maybe change society, change the world.
Okay. And so if our listeners would like to get in touch with you and get your help on managing their financial future, how should they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to my personal website. It's www.alzenick.com. That's the best site. And by the way, on that site, there is a free personal assessment that you can take that basically, if people have some of the issues we talked about today, there might be some way that this can help them out. They can read my book, Master Your Cash Flow, which I would think a lot of people that would resonate with a lot of entrepreneurs out there. And I would be more than happy, no obligation, to help people or point them in the right direction. Because again, it's more important for me to make sure people are helped than anything else.
Great. So just to recap, go to alzenick.com. That is alzenick.com, and you can download the book there. And then there's the book that you can get, which is Master Your Cash Flow: The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, also written by Al. Al, thank you so much for your time. This has been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Dush, it's been a real great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.